The majority of Vermont manufacturers are on the small side, with 18 employees, for example. Moscow Mills Vibration Solutions North in Stowe fits the profile. What's unusual, though, about the company is that it often engineers and manufactures a single item for a customer, as VPR's Steve Zind reports.
If you guessed a manufacturer that calls itself Moscow Mills is in the textile business, you would be wrong.
This is a hip joint and a thigh bone for a bipedal robot that actually walks around like a human.
The shelves around CEO Anderson Lavelle's desk don't contain the usual assortment of office knickknacks. Instead, there are samples of the high-tech manufacturing that happens inside the Barn Red building just off Route 100.
It's not unusual for us to make a single component, for example, for someone. So if you look at, you know, a component like this, this is for a piece of satellite instrumentation that's going to be orbiting the sun.
Lavelle's clients are often looking for short-run prototypes. Those clients make all sorts of things, from chewing gum to surgical instruments. But the company is increasingly focused on the growing side of its business, which is making specialized tools used to balance the rotating parts of motors and engines. Think jet engines, turbines, and pumps, where tolerances are measured in the 10 millionths of an inch. To do that work, it takes employees who can program and operate sophisticated lathes, grinders, and milling machines. The challenges in finding those workers are common to manufacturers everywhere. Joe Ostrout, the company's operations manager, says he's had a hard time hiring skilled workers from Vermont.
I think the last few folks that we've hired have been out of state.
Ostrout says there's a disconnect between what's being taught about manufacturing in Vermont colleges and tech centers and the reality of a manufacturing environment. He says it's evident in the graduates he sees.
They really don't know how a real shop works.
Moscow Mills Vibration Solutions North is unique in the amount of responsibility employees are given for projects. Christos Menino says in his previous manufacturing jobs, he was involved in just one part of production. Here, he follows a project from beginning to end.
I'm kind of doing everything. I spend half the day at the computer programming and researching and developing strategies we need to cut the high-precision work pieces that we create here, and then I set it up and run the machine.
Dave Emerson started working at Moscow Mills this year. In his previous job, Emerson ran a machine turning out thousands of identical parts. He says overseeing the production of a one-of-a-kind piece is very different.
It's a difficult mindset to get into for a production guy, but I think I'm getting it.
Both Emerson and Menino say they like the variety in the work and the intriguing projects they're turning out. Menino says he thinks a lot about the fact that something he's creating will be aboard the Solar Orbiter, scheduled to blast off in 2017. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.